Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? Just like Goldblum in
Jurassic Park.
The scientists were so busy worrying about whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think about whether or not they should write that mediocre song. Yeah. Because you're in a hurry. So this is where climbers, listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. You must put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so that it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. It's all automated, y'all. Like, I got like rules in my email and it just goes right in there like automatically. So if you don't do that, God knows what's going to happen to it. Okay. I'm just telling you, if you don't, it won't. So there's that. And then I choose one moments before we hit the red button on the podcast and spring it live as we record to Brent and one of our hit songwriter guests. And we spend the next 20 minutes just trying to cook up five or six different angles on how to write that song title, because very, very infrequently, the very first idea you have, the low-hanging fruit, is the right one. Usually, it's the most cliche and the easiest one to connect the dots on. And by digging down past the, through the dirt, past the plywood, past the bronze, past the copper, past the gold, past the platinum to the damn diamond where the pressure is.
That's right.
And you get that mega song. That's where it happens. And it's the construct. When you get that really good idea, man, it's a lot easier to write the song, especially if you're in a room and everybody's on board with it going, oh, that's it. That's what we got to write. And they're all excited. And then it's like, giddy up, right?
Yep.
So it's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. We tell you to use all of what we say, use none of what we say. It's completely up to you. We do demand an invite to the number one party. Even if you song title challenge a song that you got that idea from us and it wasn't something that we did on the air, we still want, like, listen, man, we still want to come to the party, right? Brent needs childcare so he can bring his wife, and I just demand an open bar. I'm pretty easy. I'm pretty simple.
There you go. We just want to go to parties.
But you know what? This is a super important exercise for redeeming or breathing new life into your old song titles as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're humans, right? You put a song title into your hook book. It's got enough energy to make it into the hook book, right? It made it past the velvet rope of your brain into that beloved book of yours. And if it doesn't get enough attention within enough time, then inevitably it starts to feel old.
Yep.
And it's like, how often do you go way back in your hook book to pull out a title without feeling like, eh, I don't know, there must have been a reason that I didn't write this one way back then or whatever. And hey, you know, you put 15 minutes of work on that thing, and Brent, tell them what can happen.
Yeah, man, I have been...
I feel like Bob Barker when I say that. Tell them what they're going to get.
Well, you might get cuts. You might get Grammy nominations. You might get a brand new trip to Cancun. No, I've been doing this because we did it on the show and it was so much fun. I was like, I got to start doing this on my own stuff. So I've systematically gone in and done my own personal song title challenge, starting with like titles that are 20 something years old and moving through them. And yeah, like that's a lot of what I bring into co-writes. I've gotten cuts. I've charted on Southern Gospel with that. I had a song that it was on a Grammy-nominated record that came from a personal song title challenge. It was a title that was way back and brought that into the writer's room, and it worked. So, man, y'all stop sending in titles, whatever. I'm going to keep doing it myself, which is about the highest recommendation I give it. It's like, I don't care if y'all stop. I'm going to keep doing it. Because I'm getting results.
I love that. And hey, before we introduce our guest, I got a quick question for you. Like,
yo,
if you're in a room with an artist and they drop this title, right? Everybody's like, oh, Lord. You know, like, we're going to write this right here, huh?
Like, clunky title comes out with a thud. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, is it inappropriate to be like, can we song title challenge that a little bit? Like, come up with some, like, even if the artist thinks he's got, like, the great way to go, would you be open to some other ideas with this title? Would you do that or no? Or just go with whatever the hell the artist wants?
I would probably start with, if they have a title, go like, oh, well, what's that about? You know, that'd be the first question. Like, oh, what are you thinking about that?
Yeah. And if it's, if it gets worse from there,
then yeah, it's a mix of like, oh, I wonder what else that could be about. Or, hey, you know, it could also be about, and then you're just hoping quick on your feet to, even if it's not the one, to at least open up the possibility that there's another one out there.
Open up the forum for input. Yeah.
Yeah. And also it's like, oh, you know, trying to figure out like, is that something that like just hit them in the right way that morning, like they're interested in, or is it something like there's like a personal connection to that? Right. Like, even if it's like hitting me, like, I don't know, that's kind of clunky, but if it's something the artist is like, well, this is why. And there's like a personal like connection there.
There's a story behind it too. You're going to have more DNA to.
Yeah. As in the service business, I want to help serve that artist, help them tell their stories. Yeah. And so sometimes it's not about like, what is to my personal taste might be the best idea that we could write that day, but what is the right one? What is the one that's going to serve the artist most that day? Maybe that doesn't become the song that ends up getting cut because it just has natural limitations built into it, but it may be a great song to help build a relationship with an artist, to let them know that you are a trusted place to go with something that means something to them, that you're going to treat it with respect and give it your best. And so that may open the door to more rights down the road and just moving more into that inner circle where you're trusted resource.
Yeah, it's good.
So long game, like, hey, if it means something to you, let's go.
Yeah.
There may be more there than I think offhand, because I'm not always right by any means.
And you didn't live the story and they did, and they've got more to communicate to you to turn you on.
Exactly. That's my thought on it, but you know, I'm figuring this out as I go.
All right. Introduce our rock star.
Yes, today's guest is a Canadian singer-songwriter now living in Nashville. As an artist, he's built a growing list of top 40 country singles and millions of streams. His album Answers won the 2023 British Columbia CMA Album of the Year.
Awesome.
He is currently signed to Anthem Music Publishing for his publishing and Sakamoto Music for his label. Also, I had the fun of being writing with this guy for a while, had his last Christmas released bonker song called Frosty the Beer Can. Kind of tells you what you need to know about this artist. Chris Buck, welcome to The Climb.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Yes, man. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. This will be a fun little romp in the sandbox here.
Right. Sounds good.
Low stakes. That's how we like it.
That's right. All right. Everybody ready here for the title?
Man, never. But that's the fun.
Let's do it.
I'll be ready after it.
First of all, this is from climber Bobby Johnston, and I believe this might be the first time we've ever used a title from him.
Cool. Hey, Bobby.
So let's go. And you know what? We had a little lull in the titles here over the holidays, guys. So if you got them, send them in. Send them in. info@daredevilproduction.com. Mm-hmm. My hot take on this one is, at first, it just seems a little mundane, to be honest with you, but
okay.
I feel like there's a million, I feel like it's a big open door. It's not specific, though, and that's what I like. Like, we can go a thousand different ways, I think, on this, and it's going to be real interesting to see what we come up with. So
all right.
Sometimes, you know, the titles are a little restrictive.
Right.
And by the way, Chris, that's the other challenge, because a lot of times we'll mention the title, and the writer will be like, this is the part where I'd be like, let's go to lunch.
Yeah. What else you got?
But no, we're gonna write it. We gotta write it. That's the challenge. So, or I mean, we gotta come up with the concept.
Yeah.
So here's the title. It's You'll Never Know Why.
You'll Never Know Why. All right.
You'll Never Know Why.
Mm.
Okay, writing that down here. So, all right. Thank you, Bobby, for sending that in.
Yeah, I got something right off the bat here while you guys percolate on that.
Good. Get us going, Johnny.
Man, what a great kind of cool way to spin faith.
Tell me more.
Okay. So, I mean, like, it's interesting to see in like really clever movie scripts and stuff when there's a debate on faith, right? Mm-hmm. Between scientific knowledge.
Right. Measurables.
And faith. Yeah. And just knowing, like, you know, what it is. And it's like, hey, this will happen and you'll never know why. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the worst things in our life that happen are turn out to be the best things, right?
Right. Yeah.
Another way to say, you know, God closes a door and opens a window or whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought that you'll never know why is sort of like the stamp on when it happened.
Yeah.
And sort of, and so have faith, you know, because you're not going to know why, but there's a reason, right? Like God has a plan, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. The way I would kind of look at it would be like in this life, there are things that have happened that I'll never understand. Right. That in this life, I'll never understand. And on the other side, yes, I figure, you know, we'll understand it. We'll see more of the backside of the tapestry, you know, the front side.
Yeah.
This nice piece of art, the backside of the tapestry is a mess. It's all mess. It's all knots and frayed edges and stuff. And we live on the backside of the tapestry, but God is doing this piece of art on the front side.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, I'll get a step around the other side of the tapestry. And it makes sense. So for me, the trick would be like, well, maybe I'll know why on the other side. It wouldn't be so definite. You'll never know why, because sometimes you will see things at the other side.
Well, you can say today, you'll never know why. Oh, Chris, that's something else we forgot to tell you, brother. You can put, I mean, carte blanche to put anything in front of or behind the title to twist up the meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I was going with that actually right away. You'll never know why, oh, you, you. Oh. I was going in alphabet. Ah. Or you'll never know Y to Z. You know, I was thinking alphabetical using it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
And that's totally in a different direction. But there might be something there.
No, and we can go. And the other thing I was going to tell you too, buddy, is about direction. You are not bound by your normal guardrails. So this can be any genre. It can be a rap song, a pop song, a rock song. You can go a little more racy than you ever would in a country song or a Southern gospel song. Mm-hmm. It could be CCM. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's part of the fun.
So you just have fun, man, with just a completely blank slate. And
Yeah, we could wake up like Beyonce one day and go, going country.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Take him to go country.
Yeah. Go no guardrail.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. You'll never know Y-O-U. That's interesting because it's like, you and you, like you'll never know why you like, and I'm always wondering like, oh, could be, I love acronyms. Could that almost be an acronym for something? You'll never know. I don't know yourself. I don't know what it could stand
yourself
for.
That's where I was thinking too.
Yeah.
Might not be right, but that's where my brain went on that as a kind of play on word kind of thing.
Yeah. I was thinking too, like you'll never know why not.
Yeah.
Or just to add things.
Or today you'll never know why. Going back to your thing, Brent.
Yeah, like for a short amount of time, you'll never know why. Or maybe you'll never know why.
But 2020 hindsight's always 2020.
Yeah.
Or where you get all the answers, you know, in the afterlife.
Yeah. Or even from the faith point of view, it's like, well, you know, some things like I can think about hard things that I've witnessed in my life and family members go through and, you know, death and tragedy and sickness and all that stuff. And you can see, like, sometimes you see silver lining and you do see beauty come from tragedy, but maybe you still never know like why, like how can that still be better than what if this tragedy never happened or something? So maybe something you can talk about, hey, sometimes you see the good that comes from it. Like you heartbreak for a while, then you come out the other side and you're like, oh, I see the purpose in that. But sometimes you'll never know why.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that we're not going to get all the answers down here and you just have to be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, and that just is what it is. Like sometimes you'll find out why, sometimes you won't.
It could be bigger societal things too. Like, mm-hmm. you know, why do half the people in the world live in abject poverty?
Yeah.
Mm. Why is there cancer? Why is there, you know, those kind of like a kid would ask, you know, like imagine doing that. Like you're having a conversation with a 5-year-old kid or something that could be really heavy if you're, and you may never know why, but it's kind of like yours is not to know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I go with that for sure.
Yeah.
I think almost a bookending kind of chorus. It's starting the chorus off with that. It's kind of cool. Then naming a bunch of stuff, finishing off.
And then ending up with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot.
That's cool. But, and also like thinking of teeing it up in different ways, it could be like, if it's more of a faith thing, like you'll never know why till you know who, or till you know God or whatever. There's like, oh, that makes certain things make sense. Like it'll never make sense until you know the reason, the bigger reason, right? It could be that thing, or it could be like, why does, I don't know, different ways to serve it up, but like a love song, like, yeah, man, why did I stop going out so much on Friday nights? And why am I not, you know, hanging out with the boys as much? Da, da, da. Till you know her, you'll never know why. You know, like till you know this girl, like it won't make sense to you, the life changes I've made. But once you know her, you'll know why. So like a positive love song of going, oh, now that I've met her, yeah, I know why Billy's changed so much. You know, now I know why Billy's Sweet William now.
Oh yeah, Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Yeah, or just about a general love song, like, you know, what makes a man do this or that or the other? Well, till you know the right girl, you'll never know why. It just doesn't make sense, right? Mm. Until you fall in love, meet the right person kind of thing.
I was thinking of like another spin on that, on the love song, which would be like an uplift the girl kind of thing, but mm-hmm. coming from a guy who, like, my sisters are much younger than me. They're 4 years and 7 years younger. Mm-hmm. So I have been to therapy to understand that I don't know shit about women. And, you know, every day it's like, I will never know why, like, certain yeah. things happen in a certain way, but like, you love her, right? I love her.
Yeah.
And so I don't need to know how the clock works. I just need to know what time it is. And she loves yeah. me too.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I think that, cause I think every freaking man and every female can relate to that.
Yeah.
You know, like, a men are from Mars, women are from Venus angle. And like, we'll never know why, but
yeah, that's true. Like, you know, why she does some of the things we'll do, just dude, you'll never know why.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You know, like, you don't have to.
Yeah. And you don't have to know.
Yeah, you'll never know why, and you don't have to. And that's all right, or something.
That might even be a lyric. You don't need to know how the clock works. Sometimes you just need to know what time it is.
Mm-hmm. Man, I was thinking too of this, and it could go, this idea could go many genres. It could be a pop thing, a country thing or whatever. But the thought of, like, basically the backstory is, it could be a female or a male song, but like, they're friends and he's in love with her. Right. So say it's a guy to sing. They're friends. He's in love with her. And he's like, one day I'm going to stop calling. One day we'll stop hanging out. One day I'll move and you'll never know why. Like, I'm never going to, but I can't be with you. Right. You're with my friend or something. And I'm just going to remove myself from this heartache. And I'm never going to tell you why. And you'll never know why. Like, why we kind of stop being friends or whatever. Because I'm in love with you and I can't have you for whatever reason we set up in the story. Right. Maybe you're married. Maybe you're with my buddy. Whatever, but there's that kind of unrequited love, heartbreak kind of thing. Like, and I'll just, one of these days I'll just kind of disappear and you'll never know why. It's not because I don't care about you anymore. It's because I care about you too much. Like, you'll stop seeing me around, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think could be pretty, like, heartstrings, you know, because how many of us have been in that situation where we like somebody who doesn't like his back or whatever. And we're just like, I just got to stop being around this person. Mm-hmm. This is killing me. Mm-hmm. So there's that thought, which could be, you know, anything from Celine Dion to, I don't know, George Strait. Mm-hmm. Depending on how you serve mm-hmm. it up, I think it'd be kind of cool. Or a parent thing, like, you'll never know why till you do. Mm. You know, maybe, like, you know, you're talking to your kid, like, you'll never know why I won't let you have that extra ding dong after dinner or whatever, or play on video games 12 hours a day, or well, you'll never know why until you do.
Yeah. You'll never know why you love them that much.
Yeah, until you have one of your own. That'd be a sweet place to land that.
Yeah.
It's like, until you experience it, you'll just don't have the frame of reference. You'd like, you just can't quite get it until you do.
Yeah.
Which could be a very sweet, like, parent song, I think could be pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going with the parent thing too. Mm-hmm. That's where I was going for a while here now. You'll never know why.
Yeah.
The lessons you learn, or that I taught you. Yeah. A tricky title. I don't know. Like,
I know, it's like the tyranny of choice almost. It's so wide open. Yeah. It's fun, but it's like, oh, where do you go with that?
Yeah.
Or even like a guy talking about, like, you know, how most guys don't ever have baby fever, right? Women tend to more, and guys are like, whatever. I don't know. I don't know this kid yet. Why am I attached to this kid I've not even made yet? But it's like, oh, you'll never know why until you hold him. You know, that sort of thing. Think of our mutual friend, you know, Aaron Goodman, who has a new baby. And
yeah,
it's like, yeah, you just won't understand that till you hold your own baby. And then you're like, oh.
You'll know why would be something that would be more like, if I was writing this, I'd change that up to you'll know why. Like, that would make that, and then you'll know why I was that way.
Yeah, then you'll know why. Yeah, I know, because it's kind of coming at it through a little bit of a back door. It's a little extra twist that may not be necessary.
But that could be the hook at the end.
Like, at the very end, it's all leading up to, like,
you'll mm-hmm. never know why. That's let's cool. go, let's go, let's go. But yeah. then, you know, until you do, like, then you'll know why.
Then, yeah. yeah. You can get away with it without changing that hook if you just do it once, right?
Yeah. I it's like a lot of tools in the bag of tricks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honoring the song title. Mm-hmm. It could be kind of a just a whole put the girl on the pedestal relationship thing that, and like you said, lily pads on that. And in the beginning, it's like, you know, like you walk in, you see her for the first time and whatever. It's like she does something, you'll never know why.
Yeah.
She did this or she did that. And then now you're together and she does this and you'll never know why.
Yeah.
And then baby, and you know, you think you're talking about her, and all of a sudden it's like something that you've never ever felt before. You'll never know why until you know why.
Yeah.
Or you'll know why.
Yeah. Or you'll never know why till you know her. Yeah. So many ways. I think of too, like, is there almost a political, could be hip hop thing, could be a rock thing or whatever. Just kind of the almost like, you know, if you're into like the conspiracy theories and the people that are behind everything and like this happened and you'll never know why kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know if there's kind of like and these are the Bilderbergs and
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause I don't live in that world, but I get on Twitter every once in a while and you're like, wow. But it's the thing of like the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. Was that from The Usual Suspect or something? But going, yeah. And, you know, we've talked about this before on some of these, that Don Henley song, In the Garden of Allah.
Yeah.
Or Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah.
You know, where like you take on the persona of either this grandmaster orchestrating all this stuff, either the devil or some mythical guy that's pulling all the strings, you know, who's the head of the whatever secret society that's running the world or whatever. And going, and you'll never know why. Like, I have machinations that you don't know about.
Oh, that's got an edge to it. I mean, yeah, well, you'll never know why we sent a guy in a black mask and a black umbrella with a glass popper to escalate the George Floyd riots. You know what I mean? And get the rioting to start happening. Like, yeah. They weren't doing it, so they needed some help. So some guy goes in there literally just to start that up and walk out the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even participating in the thing. Like, yeah. You'll never know why.
Yeah. But kind of going also to like Johnny dovetailing with what you're talking about earlier about like, why is so much of the world starving? But, you know, this could be that guy that is going all this stuff, right? Even geopoliticals, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have my reasons and you'll never know why.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a conspiracy theory kind of song that could be a rock thing, a hip hop thing, whatever.
Oh, that's really good. That could be country too, man. You know what I mean?
It could be.
Like, because no, I don't think, listen, no matter what, whether you don't have to buy into the conspiracy theory part to know that it's the devil's work, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, but what a great way to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Without being labeled a conspiracy theorist, because it's like, hey, this is written from the devil's point of view, man.
Yeah, pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that could be interesting.
I like that one a lot. That's cool as hell, man.
I thought you would. With your Rush fandom and all that stuff. Let's see. Man, so wide open. You'll never know why. You know, there's a thing, too, of like...
Oh, I don't know. I just feel like...
How parents... Oh, go ahead, Chris.
You'll never know why I stopped loving you. You know, like, I feel like that's not the whole title. I feel like there's a throwaway at the end. You know, you'll never know why I stopped loving you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of dark a little bit, yeah. But it's...
And that's all right. We have no guardrails.
You had your own reasons why. Again.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you'll never know why she stopped loving you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it could be one of those, like, it's almost a bookend course. Like, you know, it starts off, you'll never know why she stopped calling. You'll never know why she walked out the door. All that.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Ooh, you'll never know why she stopped loving you.
Yeah.
So there's, like, almost a bookend course with a little stinger at the end.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the thing that drives you crazy, because she won't tell you.
Yeah.
She just ghosted.
Why she stopped loving you?
Yeah, maybe that's the thing. Like,
she's gone, right? She's
gone. Tell you. She ghosted you, and you'll never know, and that's, like, I don't have that closure till you tell me.
Yeah.
What about coming to terms with taking responsibility? Like, what about like a heavier theme, right? Like, you'll never know why she packed mm-hmm. her bags. You'll never know why she walked out the front door. You'll never know why she did this and that, blah, 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 until you know why. And it's the, you know, it's the alcohol, mm-hmm. right? Or it's the gambling addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be heavy, heavy like that, like just coming to terms, like almost you're advocating or you're enabling the, let's say, the alcohol addict in the verses, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're almost putting your arm around him. Like, you'll never know. No, I get it, brother. You'll never know why. You know, it's like hard. Like who knows what women think?
Yeah.
And that's crazy. But you know what? Maybe it's got something to do with the fact that you drink a fifth of vodka every day. You know
what I mean? Yeah. That might be.
You know what I mean? Something like that. Until you know, right? Until basically until you let yourself know, until you agree that you're, what do they say? Admitting that you have a problem is 50% of the solution or whatever.
Yeah. Or first step is admitting you have a problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're halfway there. Like it just admitting like, okay, this it's my problem. Like I know why I'm the problem.
Yeah. It could be interesting too. Like almost a tongue in cheek thing where it's saying you'll never know why, but it's obvious to everyone why, like she left, but he's like, I don't know, man, chicks are just crazy. But like in the verses let you know, like, here are all these red flags he was sending up, all the ways he wasn't doing right.
Captain Red Flag.
And he's like, I don't know, man. I guess sometimes you just never know why women leave. Beats me. You know, totally not a self-reflective character. Yeah. And you might do that third person almost. You know, I think of that George Strait song, I Hate Everything, you know, where he's talking to the guy and he's telling him a story, whatever. And the guy's like, I don't know, man. Sometimes you just never know why. You'll never know why when a woman leaves you. And you're like, from talking to you, I have a few ideas why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just weird, but could be kind of funny almost.
Yeah.
If that was set up like a bar conversation,
yeah,
you know, almost like, what was the one where the, I can't remember who did it, but it's the.
Oh, Billy Currington one. Is that what you're thinking of?
Like, yeah. Yeah. Where people are crazy.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, something like that, where this guy's just sitting there talking and you're just catching on. And that's like, wait, what? Like, you know, it's like, listen, yeah, you never, women are crazy, man. You never know why, you know? And it's like, okay.
Yeah. You can be the life of the party, come home drunk every night. And then one day she'll leave and you'll never know why. I mean, I'm pretty sure I beat so much sense into her that she had the good sense not to leave. But then one day she left and you'll just never know why. What?
You're like, wait, hold on.
What? No, I think I know why.
That could be funny because I think you could have like in a Brad Paisley kind of spin, you know, you could just put a lot of furniture. There's an endless amount of, just go to like Florida Man Instagram and pull out, like, you got a never ending list of stuff you could talk about.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be like, and then you'll get fired and you'll never know why.
Yeah.
Golly, I don't know. They just said I wasn't showing up for work. Dang if I know. They had to email me because they couldn't find me. So that could be like a whole, and the whole joke is just how completely unself-aware this person is.
Yeah.
Or people are. Or I wonder if you need to talk about like guys in general, how unaware we are, like no clue what's going on, you know, most of the time. And it's like, yeah, and you'll never know why.
Yeah.
That could be fun too.
Well, that, you know what? That'd be self-deprecating kind of a thing. That's an interesting spin.
Yeah.
And so we just lift up the complaints that the women have about men in general. But you know what? We're still going to be there to take care of you. We're still going to be there to take care of the kids. We're still going to be there to put a roof over your head. We're still going to be there to, you know, why do I go out and get drunk with my boys in a Super Bowl party? I don't know.
Like,
it just seemed like the right thing to do. Why do we like sparks?
I never knew why till I found you. I don't know. Play on words.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, just because like all this stuff. I never knew why till I found you.
You'll never know why you look so stupid until I found you.
Yeah.
And now I'm a better man, right? Like,
yeah. You'll never know why she doesn't want you wear those shoes with those pants or whatever. You know, those boots with those shorts.
Right.
And you'll never know why she won't let you leave the house in those boots and shorts. You know, but that's okay. Just go with it.
Yeah.
The things that don't make sense to us, but just trust the woman.
Yeah.
Just trust the woman. Just go with it. Like fashion or whatever. Just.
Yeah, just changing it up.
Just nod your head and say yes. Honey.
Nod your head and say yes, man.
I never knew why. Yeah, I'd have to change the title till I found you. There it is.
That's fun.
I never knew why until I found you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never knew why until I found you, which would be great. Like the, you know, why do guys, some guys settle down when they could just be out playing the field or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would they do that? Oh, well,
yeah,
you'll never know why until you find the one. Then you'll know why. Even if you don't quite know why, still. Yeah, it'll make sense. I think that's a fun, could be a positive love, you know, definitely like for country kind of angle too. It could be the older guy talking to the younger guy. or at least the married guy talking to the single guy. He's like, yeah, you won't know why, but you will. If you're lucky, you'll know why eventually.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those conversations when I was a young buck. Like, what the hell goes on? No. Like, you just said what?
Yeah.
Fuck, come on. Cowboy up, pal. It's aren't we men or mice or are we men? Like, nope, yeah. I gotta go home.
I gotta go home. You'll never know why till you.
Yeah, I like that one, man. Like,
trust me, it's better if I do.
What if it's like a story, not like a three-act play, but what if it's a story about like that guy just getting schooled, right? Like one's about the relationship, one's about something else, one's about, you know, a girl turns him down at a bar or something like that. Maybe it's like just a little story.
Yeah.
That you can do in there.
I think that's, yeah, so many possibilities on this one, man.
What if it's a ghost story? What if it's like Sixth Sense?
You'll never know why that glass of water moved on the table by itself.
Well, no, because like if you set it up like Sixth Sense, right, where it all makes, and then at the end you find out like you're dead.
That's why you'll never know why.
Yeah.
Why did all these people show up at my house and dress me up in a suit?
With this horrible makeup.
All right. It's really weird. It's not how I comb my hair.
Why are my lips so shut?
Gosh. Oh, man.
Terrible. This is terrible.
Oh, that's just terrible. Well, I mean, yeah, I do want to explore that, though. Like, you'll never know why she'll, you know, meet somebody else, whatever, because you're dead. That's in, because you're dead. That's why you don't know why she met someone else. Because you weren't there.
What if, like, that could be really heavy and cool, man. If you wrote the fire out of that.
Yeah.
Like, because that was the whole thing about that, right? Like, she's missing him or whatever. And she's all, like, you know, they had a fight or whatever. And if you spin it, like, if you literally, you could literally, like, rip off direct Sixth Sense and just be like, you know, you're trying to talk to her. She doesn't understand. And
yeah.
And you just find out, like, oh, geez, I'm dead. Like.
Yeah. Oh,
that's why she's not talking to me.
Okay. So do y'all know that comedian, Nate Bargatze? He's from Madison.
He's Nashville.
Yeah. He's a Nashville guy. It's freaking hilarious. Emily and I were talking about that last night. We're talking about The Sixth Sense, how like this whole movie, she's not talking to the guy. And it never crossed our mind that that's unusual. She's like, yeah, the wife just hadn't talked to the husband in like a year. What? Why would I think anything's wrong? It was perfectly believable.
You must have pissed her off something good.
I get it, dude.
I can't wait to find out what happened here.
I've been there. And then you're like, what? He was dead?
Yeah.
They had such a normal relationship.
Yeah.
She just didn't talk to him for a year. That did not tip me off that something was wrong.
I know, man. I mean, you could have some fun with that, dude. That could be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Well, I think we got some pretty good looks at this, man.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff there. So, Bobby, have at it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Weed through all that.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot in there, man. I think the two favorite ones I like would be like, you have to really be careful how you write it. But the last one there, like if you write it from this whole, it could be just this big heartbreak thing where you're like, you died in a car wreck or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe the whole family gets in the crash, you know, and they survive and you don't, you know what I mean? But you're watching this and you're trying to talk to everybody and nobody's talking to you and you'll never know why. And you know, these things you're trying to explain maybe the wreck to them, but it's falling on deaf ears. Like, cause you're dead. Like, man, that could be crazy. And then the other one, like just from the devil's perspective, like that is just a license to just put everybody on blast. Anything you're pissed off about without being labeled a conspiracy theorist or whatever.
It feels like that could be like a Tom McDonald thing, like The System or something. Like he'd take on that character. So who knows?
Well, Chris, where can our listeners find you, brother?
Yeah, man, what you got going on? Where can find you?
So all social media and everything's Chris Buck Band. It's been like that for a decade now, so I'd love to have you guys follow me. Also have, I guess I'll, no one really knows this actually. I have a song coming out, not sure on the exact date, but I think it'll be sometime in April with someone Brent knows. I'm doing a duo with Gord Bamford coming out to radio. And
awesome.
Canadian singer up here. And also launching a singer-songwriter festival up in Canada for the first year this year. So gonna hopefully bring some of my Nashville writer friends and Kansas writer friends up to Canada in the next few years. And yeah, just been working on that as well. So got lots of stuff going on. And
it's awesome.
Do you have a name for the festival?
I do. I haven't announced. I'm supposed to announce next week, but I guess.
Well, this will drop on March 1st.
On the podcast.
Yeah, this will drop after you announce.
Yeah, March 1st.
It's called Boots and Boats Singer-Songwriter Festival, and it's on a lake up in British Columbia, and the writers will be performing with the backdrop of a huge mountain and a lake behind them. So
nice. So definitely happening during the summer then?
That's right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. The 2 months, frozen lake, but like
months
a nice
of summer up. The 2 months of summer, yeah.
So that's awesome, dude. And tell Gord I said, hey, I can't wait to hear that, man. Gord's great.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's very grateful to have him on the song, and we've been kind of keeping it hush for a bit now, but we're going to be announcing it pretty shortly here. So
awesome.
Nice, nice, nice. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for saying yes, guys. That takes us to the end of another song title challenge. If you want us to flesh out your idea and throw some different angles at you with a hit songwriter like a man, Chris Buck right here, he's also a killer artist. He's he's a double threat. If he can dance, right, it's a triple threat. Then send your song titles into info@daredevilproduction.com. Please put STC or song title challenge into the subject line so it gets into the right folder. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Thanks, Chris.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.